Lesson 28. The Perfect Match. Text A. I walked into the office and shook hands with a smiling man named Mr. Blocher. He was dressed very well, compared to me. He shuffled a pile of papers like they were so many pancakes. "I'm sure you'll be very pleased with her," he said. "She was picked by our compatibility computer out of over 110 million eligible women in the United States. We categorize by race, religion, ethnic, and regional background." I sat there interestedly, wishing I had taken a shower before I came. It was a very nice office, but the chair wasn't too comfortable. "And now," he said. He flung open the door to the next room, like a magician. He needed a cape, though. I was expecting a rabbit, but I got a surprise. She was pretty. Really, she was pretty. "Mr. Walker, this is Miss Dunfield of Laughing Lake, Montana. Miss Dunfield, this is Mr. Franklin Walker of New York." "Really, Frank. Franklin is something else again," I said. I was a little nervous. She was pretty, you see. Mr. Blocher left, and we were able to talk. "Hello." "Hello," she said. I'm very pleased with the choice," I said. I was trying to be suave. Maybe she didn't like being called a choice. "I mean, I'm glad the way things turned out." She smiled. She had a nice smile. Good teeth. "Thank you," she said. "So am I." She was shy. "I'm 31," I blurted out. "Yes, I know," she said. "It's all on the cards." It seemed like the conversation was about over. Everything was on the cards, so there wasn't really much to talk about. "How about children?" she said. 3. 2 boys and a girl." "That's exactly what I want," she said. "It's down on the file under Future Planning. That one there." I suddenly noticed that sheaf of papers in my hand. On the first page was glued an IBM card with vital statistics about her. I guessed the thing she was holding was the same thing on me. I began looking through it, and so did she. The turning pages made a lot of noise. It said she liked classical music. This was in Preferences and Habits. "You like classical music?" I asked her. "Well, better than anything else. I also have the complete collection of Frankie Lane records. He was a great old singer," I agreed. I went on looking through the file, and so did she. She liked books, football, sitting near the front in movies, sleeping with the windows closed, dogs, cats, goldfish, tuna fish, salami sandwiches, simple clothes, private schools for the children, our children, really, living in the suburbs, art museums. She looked up. "It seems we like the same things," she said. "The exact same things," I said. I read the report titled Psychology. She was shy, avoided arguments, wasn't outspoken, a good mother type. "I'm glad you don't drink or smoke," she said. "I don't. I don't like to. Sometimes I have a beer, though." "It doesn't say so down here." "Well, maybe I forgot to put that down." I hoped she didn't mind. We finished reading the reports on each other. "We're very much alike," she said. "Alice and I have been married for 9 years now. We have the 3 kids already, 2 boys and a girl. We live in the suburbs and listen to a lot of classical and Frankie Lane records. The last time we had an argument is too far back to remember. We agree on practically everything. She's been a good wife, and, if I may say so, I've been a good husband. Our marriage is perfect. We're getting divorced next month. I can't stand it."